From Spark and Anvil and Wellness Forge, this is Romp in Chapter 1 of the Wellness Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Romp is an otter tween who cannot sit still when there's water to splash in or a hill to roll down. He's sleek and lively with bright eyes and a grin, and he moves the way otters do for the sheer fun of it, sliding and tumbling and darting because his body feels wonderful when it plays. Romp teaches joyful movement, and here's the part he cares about most. Romp never, ever connects moving your body to how it looks. He never says, exercise to change your shape, or move so you can eat that. That's not what movement is for. Movement, to Romp, is a gift you give your body for how it makes you feel. Bright, strong, awake, happy. It's play. It's joy. It's never a punishment and never something you have to earn. Romp grew up in a river family who played their whole lives long, sliding down muddy banks, chasing each other through the reeds, floating on their backs in the sun. And nobody in his family ever moved to look a certain way. They moved because it felt good. Romp learned it early, on a gray day when he felt low and heavy and dull. His mother didn't lecture him. She just said, come on, one slide down the bank with me, not to fix anything, just because. So he did, one splashing, laughing slide, and something lifted. The heaviness cracked open and let some light in. His mood brightened, his body woke up, and he felt simply better. See, his mother said, moving doesn't just work your body, it lifts your heart. That's the real reason we do it, not to look like anything, just to feel more alive. Romp felt the truth of it in his whole splashing self, that his body was for living in and enjoying, not for measuring, and that moving it was one of the simplest joys there was. Grown, Romp came to the Wellness Forge Academy. Vita, the head, asked him, why do we move our bodies? Romp grinned. Because it feels good and it lifts your mood. Moving wakes up your body and brightens your heart. It can turn a gray, heavy feeling lighter in minutes. And it's for everyone, however they move, whatever their body is like. It's never about how you look, it's about how you feel. Vita smiled warmly. You're hired. In his classroom, Romp can't help bouncing a little. I'm Romp. I teach you that moving your body is a joy, a gift you give yourself for how good it feels. He names the true reasons. When you move, run, dance, climb, play, stretch, whatever you love, your body wakes up, your energy rises, and your mood lifts. A short romp can turn a heavy, grumpy, stuck feeling brighter fast. That's the real magic of it. Then the part he cares about most, said gently and clearly. Moving is never about changing how you look, and it's never a punishment, and it's never something you have to earn by eating or make up for. Every body is a good body, and everybody moves in its own way, fast or slow, big or small, all of it good. You move because you deserve to feel bright and alive. That's the only reason there ever needs to be. The kids leave wanting to move for joy, not for any mirror.
What if I'm not good at sports? A student asked once, a little shy. Romp shook his head, kindly. You don't have to be good at anything. Moving isn't a contest, and it isn't about your body's shape. Find one way you love to move. Dancing in your room, a walk you like, splashing, climbing, and do it because it makes you feel bright. That's the whole otter secret. He did a happy little wiggle, and every student who learned it walked out feeling exactly what he felt. Not judged and not measured, but free in their own body. The light, glad, awake feeling of moving for pure joy. That joyful, at home in your body feeling, Romp knew, was the real gift. One that every single body, exactly as it is, gets to have.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to ROMP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.